Palestine at the UN, nationhood. Before the month is out, leaders of the Palestine Authority are expected to formally proclaim statehood before the United Nations, the latest effort to escape the deadly trap posed by an alleged ally, the U.S., and an avowed enemy, Israel. Although such a proposal is enormously popular in a vast majority of member states, and thus would easily pass by majority vote, it would undoubtedly be rejected by the United States, a member of the decisive Security Council. But while the U.S. may veto the motion, in a political sense, it strengthens the beleaguered and struggling Palestinian political class, for they will doubtless use this opportunity to illustrate how the U.S., even since President George W. Bush, talks about Palestinian statehood, but when they try to advance towards it, guess which country emerges as its prime obstruction. While such an event would not dash Palestinian dreams of nationhood, it may extinguish forever the illusion of U.S. neutrality. It may also show how the UN is an instrument of the powerful and a bane to the powerless. After half a century, Palestine has been shredded by the Israeli occupation, with losses to its lands, its water, and its population. It is today little more than an open-air prison, surrounded by walls, caged in, and neither the U.S. nor the UN has any intention to relieve its misery. Indeed, before there was a UN, when it was called the League of Nations, that body granted power to Britain, which held power over the lands as a so-called trusteeship. The British ceded large swaths of Palestinian territories to Jews fleeing racist terror in Europe. Notice, swaths of another's territory, none of its own. Their struggle for true nationhood, for independence, can only continue. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.